Managers at a military drone maker in the Columbia River Gorge say they see great potential for civil and commercial uses for their best-known aircraft, but realizing that promise requires the federal government to finalize rules for drones in the nation's airspace. Correspondent Tom Bonsi reports.
In situ makes a 40-pound catapult-launched surveillance drone capable of staying aloft for 20 hours. It's called the Scan Eagle. Until now, the main customers have been the U.S. and allied governments, but now the Columbia Gorge manufacturer has a civil and commercial program, which Charlton Evans manages.
Well, there are many estimates on the potential. All of them are large, in the billions of dollars.
Industries where Evans sees opportunity include oil and gas, railway, pipeline and power line monitoring, mining, farming, and security. But first, the Federal Aviation Administration needs to write rules and prove out the technology for how manned aircraft and drones stay out of each other's way.
The entire system is built on the assumption that the pilot in the aircraft can see other aircraft and therefore avoid them. Mm-hmm. So that is the holdup. The FAA is part of that, but they have a process to go through.
Which will probably take several more years. In situ is headquartered across from Hood River in Bingen, Washington. It's a Boeing subsidiary. Evans says commercial operations could add significantly to the company's employment total, which now stands around 800. I'm Tom Bonsi reporting.